Pretty exciting song.
Right. I don't think that was the David Bowie one, but it's still good.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I mean, was it the same lyrics? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I'll have to look harder next time. Yeah. All right, so where are we going now?
All right, so now it's going to be Wicked Garden by Stone Temple Pilots.
Wicked Garden. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
There's a few ways that the song was taken, and it kind of goes both ways.
Well, you know, it's like, remember back in, I think, in the 80s or something like that, the word bad, you know, hey, that's bad, man.
Right.
Bad could be taken two different directions.
Right,
bad means it's terrible, you know, but bad, you know, it's bad to the bone, that kind of. So, Wicked Garden could be the same thing, like, you know, wicked, like people would say, yeah, that's wicked, man. You know, not like wicked evil, but... What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so take it how you like. Hope it's good.
Yeah.
I have to be blatantly obvious or honest. I didn't listen to that song.
I actually didn't either.
So I kind of like, yeah, I kind of got the rhythm or something, but I have no idea what it was about. So I guess that's sometimes what you do with music, right?
It's a good song. I know the song. I just didn't listen this time.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. We were too busy talking about other things. Tornadoes and such.
Yeah.
All right, so now where?
So now it's going to be Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin.
What's a dire?
Okay, well, I don't remember for sure, but I heard somewhere a long time ago that the title Dire Maker was like some kind of British joke about the wife wanted to go to Jamaica or something, and did you make her a dire? I don't know.
Huh. Should we have to Google that?
Maybe.
Ah! All right. Dire Maker. Let's see. Here we go.
Baby, I love you.
So, Wikipedia said dyer maker, and it's got this word weird. Look at the dyer maker. I can't even pronounce it. It's a song by English rock band Led Zeppelin from their 1973 album Houses of the Holy. The title is a play on the word Jamaica, which you really have to put a stretch on there unless you understand when spoken with an English accent.
Yeah, I'm not going to attempt the English accent.
Yeah, I can't do the English accent. So maybe somebody out there in English could say it. We'll get it figured out. So where are we going now?
Okay, so now it's going to be, I think I'm paranoid by Garbage.
Garbage?
Yes.
So there's a band named Garbage?
Yep.
All right, well, let's see what we got here.
This next song is going to be The Day I Tried to Live by Soundgarden. In an interview, Chris Cornell had said that this was kind of like an attitude where when you wake up in the morning and you don't really know how you're going to get about your day, but you just kind of have to talk yourself into it. And I know people feel that way sometimes, so The Day I Tried to Live. Thank you.
now what?
So now it's going to be Mr. Crowley by Ozzy.
Cool. That's a good tune, but you know who he's singing about?
Aleister Crowley.
Yeah. Aleister Crowley. Go look him up. He was kind of an odd duck. But here you go. Listen. Ah. Double click. can you name the three bands that had to do with Ozzy that all have something in common?
Well, what do you mean something in common?
Something in common.
You
got Black Sabbath, you got Dio, and you got Ozzy's band, obviously. They all had something in common.
What do they have in common?
They were all like swapping bands.
Oh!
Dio was with Black Sabbath for a while.
Yeah.
And Ozzy was with Black Sabbath for a while.
Yeah.
Then they separated. Dio went and had their band, all of which were good bands. And then Ozzy obviously went off on his own.
Yep.
And then the guitar players that you hear in the background, there were a couple guitar players in both of these groups that end up going to their own bands.
Yeah.
And one of which, Zach Wilde, I met him in person. He's obnoxious.
Oh, I was going to say, was he cool?
No, he was not cool. So, uh-huh. He's like, he's a really good guitar player, but he let it go to his head or something.
Maybe not someone you want to chill with.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out with him. I'm sure maybe in his crowd he's a nice guy, but...
Yeah.
My first impression of him in person was not good. Huh. So, there you go. But he was a good guitar player. I mean, you could put him out there. Anyway, that's just a little trivia.
I'm always afraid to meet famous people that I really like, because I'm afraid they're going to be
a jerk.
Rude or...
Yeah. I always would have wanted to meet Ozzy in person. That would have been cool. I've seen a lot of his concerts. You know, and he's had a wild life, so there's some stories there. Look him up! Alright, where are we going now?
Okay, so now it's going to be Sea of Sorrow by Alice in Chains.
Sea of Sorrow. That sounds depressing.
It does. It's kind of upbeat, though. It's weird.
Alright. Well, an upbeat depression. Woohoo! Here we go. okay, so we've lost our mind. You're bending a paper clip and twisting it all up, and I'm straightening it back out. Now we're on the journey of putting it back to its original shape. And you're trying to use it as a shank to put under my toenail. Ouch!
I think it would work. It'd be effective.
Yeah, it'd be effective, all right. You had me screaming top of my lungs like a little girl. Ah! All right, so where are we going now besides stabbing each other with paper clips?
Well, for now, we can do Shine On You Crazy Diamond by Pink Floyd.
Cool. Shine On You Crazy Diamond. So who's the Crazy Diamond?
It was a tribute to Syd Barrett, their original lead guitarist.
Oh.
Well, who also went crazy and got kicked out of the band eventually, so it's fitting.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Carol looked down and she saw this paperclip sitting there, and she couldn't resist the urge to pick it up and twist it into all different shapes and stuff. And so then I couldn't resist the urge to straighten it back out, put it in a paperclip form. So now it's sitting back down here like it was to start with. Maybe a little less straight. She's ready to go. She's ready to itch and unfold it again. And now we got a twisty tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wind up into a circle, then straighten it back out.
Yeah, you can't do as much with a twisty tie. They're just...
Yeah. But what's that obsession with that and stabbing somebody under the toenail with it?
That's what comes to mind. I don't know.
All right, so now what's coming to mind music-wise?
Anything by Danzig.
Anything. Well, you might hear anything here on this show, that's for sure. With people like this twisty tie. You want that paperclip, don't you?
Yes.
Here we go again. The circle is complete.
Anything you want, anything the world has to offer, I can give you. If you just reach out to me, take my hand. Everything a kiss cannot bring, I will give you. If you just say you will. And it's freedom in my home. And it's freedom in my home. In my own. In my own. In my arms, hey! Anything you want, anything this world has to offer,
throws you off into a different world.
I got distracted.
No paperclip distracting, though.
No.
She's been able to resist the urge of getting the paperclip. All right, so now where are we going?
So now it's going to be Eyes of a Stranger by Queensryche.
Anything significant about this song?
No, I mean, not to me, really. I always forget about them, and then I hear a song from them. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that song.
Oh. I'm always kind of interested in the story behind the story, or yeah. Story behind the lyric song. All right, here you go. Double click.
All alone now, except for the memories of what we had and what we knew. Every time I try to leave it behind me, I see something that reminds me of you. Every night the dreams return to haunt me. Rosary wrapped around your throat. I lie awake and sweat the fade before the sleep. I see no face looking back at me.
Always down.
So do that pen thing again. All right, so I started off with a paper clip and ended up with a twisty tie, and I straightened the paper clip out and then put that down, and she's resisted that so far, but the twisty tie she couldn't resist. She had to straighten it back out. That's the shape it was in there, and then I put it back into its original shape, and then you took the pin and went clink, 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 like this. Let me see if I get by the mic. Is that a nervous thing?
It's like a nervous twitch.
She's like, ah! All right, so now we know. Kara is an odd duck. All right, so the paper clip, the pin, and the twisty tie.
Yes.
It's been an adventure. Where are we going?
Okay, so this next one is the last one. It's Do Re Mi by Nirvana.
Do Re Mi.
Yep.
Aren't there more notes to that?
Oh, well.
Somebody tell if you know. We don't. All right.
Thank you for listening.
Peace and love, everybody. Uh-oh. I double, triple click. Thank you.